The third Sunday of Advent is also known as Gaudete Sunday, which means Rejoice Sunday. And so we have a different color candle, pink candle or rose colored. Deaconess wearing a pink stole. Amanda wore pink very appropriately, thank you. So we have this Sunday to remind us that even though we're still walking through the valley of darkness, our hopes have been fulfilled. So we do rejoice. We can rejoice at all times. And St. Paul, really, if you need a homework assignment, Paul gives it to us. Three things right in a row, just like smack in the face. Number one, rejoice always. Rejoice always. Number two, pray without ceasing. 24/7. And finally, he says, in all circumstances, give thanks, because that is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, here's a man who gave up everything to go around the Mediterranean to preach the good news of salvation. He was rejected by people. He was stoned, left for dead, shipwrecked, and ultimately martyred. And yet, here he is saying, rejoice and pray. And give thanks no matter what's going on. And again, if we listen carefully, he's not saying when you feel like it. He's saying at all times. Come down with a diagnosis of cancer. Thank you, Lord. Not a feeling. You know, we don't necessarily want to do it, but Paul's saying that's a sign of health, of spiritual health, to be able to say thank you even in the worst situation. So a dear friend dies. Thank you, Lord. And when we say thank you, really what we're doing is opening ourselves to remember that no matter what happens, God knew it was going to happen. He is able to take care of everything so that we don't have to be afraid or worry. We already know that he came in the flesh. He suffered, died for us, so he's destroyed the power of sin and death. He has fulfilled his promises. So our hope, and we are people of hope, is based not on what we wish for, but really what has already happened. And our hope is about seeing the fulfillment of it, which if we are faithful, we will see it. So yes, give thanks in all circumstances. Pray always. Well, how can we do that? Well, it takes practice. The more we practice praying, which is simply talking to God, thinking about God, listening, reading the scriptures, the more it's going to be so much a part of our life, our habits, our discipline, that in fact, even when we're sleeping, our heart's going to be praying somehow, because we've made that connection with the Lord. We've disciplined ourselves so that we can be in touch with the Lord at all times and rejoice at all times, just like giving thanks. To say hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you, Lord, I rejoice in what you have done. The Blessed Mother did that. She must have been shocked when the angel came to her and said, you're going to bear the Messiah. She gave thanks and she said, these wonderful things God is doing through me. So even in her own questioning, she was able to see this is God's working. It's okay. It's more than okay. It's wonderful. It's a fulfillment of everything that any human heart can desire. And we're living out of that fulfillment. So when we celebrate every day, when we think about God, we're not celebrating something that's in the future, but rather a victory that's already been won by Christ. And he's saying, you want to be part of that victory? Okay, rejoice, pray always, give thanks. And when we do that, not only do we change, we open ourselves up more to what's going on around us, so that we can see better what's going on around us too. To touch other people's lives. But when we do that, we're putting something out into the world, some kind of very positive love, power of God. Because just as Isaiah had the Spirit of God, just as John the Baptist had the Spirit of God, we have the Spirit of God too. And the Spirit of God is not just some nice thought, it's a reality. He is God. He enables us, he empowers us to not only pray, give thanks and rejoice, but to do those things so that they are more than just what they seem to be. So when I rejoice, especially, in those moments where I feel, let's say, out of it and depressed, something gets unleashed into the world through the Holy Spirit. Now, all these things have to be practiced. You know, we just can't think, okay, I'm going to be careful. No, we got to actually do it. We got to work at it. You got to maybe write it on your bathroom mirror. Today, rejoice, pray, give thanks at all times. You got to do something to remember that, to remind us. And we have to remind one another as well, because as any kind of good practice, you know, we forget, we get lazy, we get tired. And when it comes to the work of God, God's always there to help us do it, but we have to take advantage of what God gives us, especially the power of the Holy Spirit. So we're supposed to be like John the Baptist. Okay, now, he lived in the desert, he lived very simply, but he was totally committed to God, totally committed to preparing the way of the Lord. And so we too are called to prepare the way of the Lord in the hearts of all people. We are the missionaries that God has chosen through baptism to go out into the world, to share the good news of salvation, to say to people, once you get to know Jesus Christ, you will know that you can rejoice always, you can pray always, you can give thanks in all circumstances. There's real power in those things because of the Holy Spirit. So we're not passive, empty, powerless people. If we ever really got an insight into the reality of God's presence to us, there would be no keeping us down. But that's what we need to work towards and to work for, and to remind one another that we have the power of God in our lives to do amazing things, to do wonderful things, to work miracles, to bring people the faith in Jesus Christ. And that, of course, as disciples, is our vocation. My vocation, your vocation, the real nitty-gritty foundational vocation for all of us as baptized Christians. We are called to be missionaries, to go forth, proclaim the gospel, introduce Jesus to people, and then help people come to Jesus. That's what life is all about, beginning and the end. So during Advent, as we await the celebration of Christmas, and remember that God became man, as we continue to pray for God's final coming, and that's part of Advent, Lord, come now, come soon, don't delay. We have work to do. We have to discipline ourselves, come up with good habits of constant prayer, of constantly rejoicing, of constantly thanking God. And again, it's not about a feeling. It's not about feelings, otherwise we'd be sunk. But it's about choosing to do those things, because like going to the gym or eating well, it's healthy. It's very healthy, spiritually and physically. So especially during times of pandemic where we're locked in, we need to remember those things and practice them, and to help other people remember them, so that we can all kind of get out of our own little bubble, our own little world, and see that God is just as powerful as he always was. He desires to work through us, so it's up to us to say, yes, Lord. So again, Paul gives us this wonderful homework, and as you go forth, maybe you want to write it on a mirror or something. Remember to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in all circumstances give thanks, because that is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.